The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening in today. Today is January 7, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank Brother Davis for having a great show yesterday and looking forward to Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis in the near future. Great, great show yesterday. And just want to thank you all that participated and listened and chimed in yesterday. It was very, very, very appreciated for you all. And I hope that you, and I know that you did, were able to take away something so that you can feed it so it can grow, nurture, and bear great fruit. So, everyone, today is the 7th, it's Thursday the 7th of 2016. Very significant day. Indeed, and we're definitely going to talk about it. But before we jump into the show, I just want to say, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, because this is the outlet that's for you, that is here for you to actually think about and have some of the major, and to acquire some questions as to who you are, where you're going, and the legacy that you want to establish. And it's so, so important. This is much different than the mainstream media that has a propaganda for you to be told what to do, told where to go, and told how to respond and what to think here at Black Talk Radio Network. And everyone that's here, our purpose, and I believe that our sincere design is to strengthen and edify you to the way the great Creator God Almighty intended you to be free and independent. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by telling your friends, telling your family members, and telling associates and anyone that you come across about the network, and tell them to listen in and to participate. Also, for you, for the listeners that do listen, please, you too participate. Do whatever you can to maintain the overall vitality and the strength of this radio network by making monetary donations, making donations of your time, making donations of your work, making donations of your energy, so that we just don't lose what it is that we have, because it's so important in these moments of time that we don't lose what is there for us, because this is a place where we can decide what the overall agenda is for ourselves individually, our families, and our community collectively, so that we can restore and maintain the culture that we, the great and rich culture that we've had, and to reestablish the prosperity that has been lost. So, everyone, I would really, really encourage you to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And also, go to our Facebook page for Tando, T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show, while we still have that there, because we'll be giving that up, or we'll have a very, very diminished role in everything, because, you know, I just think that it's an appropriate thing to do. But go to Tando Radio Show while we're still there on Facebook, which is also known as Facebook. Go there and check out what's posted there. And while you're there, stop by, give us a like if we so deserve it. Check out the stories. If you like the stories, you can definitely give it a like and share it if you like. That overall helps us with knowing what is it that is edifying to you. So check out the what we have there, and I want to go there before we start today's show, and let's check out what's in the news. Since yesterday has been so much, and we're going to touch on a lot of this, and there's some stories within here that we're going to revisit today. Okay, so let's start with today. I said was a very pivotal day in the market, and it was, and it's going to be one of the subjects of today's show. And the first story that we have was that China halted trading for the whole day after crossing 7% loss again today. I believe it's the second time in this trading year that is only 4 days long. It's only been 4 days within this trading year. And the market will use this as a pawn to withdraw people's financial stability. And this article came from Bloomberg, the commentary that you just heard was from me. But the Bloomberg article says China's 29 minutes of chaos stunned brokers in a race to sell. So very, very important that this went on today and earlier today. They shut down the market for the rest of the day. They closed the market. You are starting to see this to happen. And why is this so significant? We'll talk about that. But I will say you will see this not only in the market, you will see it in the banks also. You will see it in all forms of trading. You will see it even with your credit card. Credit card companies will only, in the future, will only allow you to do certain things within a certain time frame and a certain window as this all comes up, as it all unravels. And we're going to talk about that as we speak today. Because remember, if you don't have control of, if you don't hold something, then you don't own it. In your credit card, you don't own anything. You are at the behest of the algorithm of the system that's set up by the overall creditor of that system. So, very, very important article that I will say for you to check out when you have time. Very, very important, and we will retouch on this today. Next article, and this comes from another celebrity figurehead known as George Soros. And it came from Bloomberg. Also, it says George Soros sees a crisis in the global market that echoes 2008. Little hint. Now, you have to always be careful with these people because these people, these celebrity figureheads, are just minions for the people that make the real decisions. If you see them and you know their names, they have no power whatsoever. They're just placed there for the influence and for the manipulation and the coercing of the people. So now, let's check out what George Soros said. Well, check out the article that's here. One of the commentaries that I wrote was that you got to read between the lines. What is happening here is the term that old money syndrome is in full effect. These people are controlling the programs of prosperity, prosperity theft, which continues by labor enslavement. They gain your confidence, sell you on a lie and a dream, and if enjoyable wealth, then steal it at will. These people have the ability to control wealth transfers by systematic collapse. These people have been able to control wealth transfers by systematic collapse for centuries. But we don't know the economic game and tricks, so we fall victim every time. Old money is like fine wine. It only gets better with time. They actively steal what people worked for 25 and 30 years to build, and it will be taken within minutes, hours, and days as this continues to happen. Why is this so key? What Soros is saying is that they are going to be buying when there's blood on the streets. This is how they are able to establish generational wealth time after time. And what it is that they get this generational wealth from is from stealing from your labor. A lot of people think that they're stealing from your bank account, but they don't give a darn about your bank account because your bank account is only a representation of what their real intent is. Their real intent is to enslave you and everyone else on this planet the way that they've had so long. Because your bank account only represents what you've earned through the energy that you use. Even if it's minimal or great, it's still energy that you use in order to get paid or have any form of earning. Well, see, their form of earnings that you get paid in is the system that they've designed. It's the system of economy, the system of currency. And this is how old money continues to get older and get stronger. Because what they do is they crash the economy, the common man's economy, on will. But first, before they do that, they know that they have to build up people's confidence and people's trust in the system. They got to let some people retire and do well and report back to the masses that the water is warm when it's shark infested. And the moment that the people get relaxed, they let people into the water, into the ocean, and all of a sudden the first bite is taken, and then the blood is in the water, and there's a feeding frenzy from the shark. This is what's happening. This is how old money stays in control financially. But this is what their job is to do, because the real controlling factor steals your free will. Steals the energy of your free will, because the energy of your free will, if it wasn't given to them, they couldn't survive. They couldn't survive. And this is what's happening here. So in this case here, this is an indication that George Soros is saying that the markets is going to crash, because he wants them to. They make their means, whether it goes up or goes down, because they're in on the manipulation. And they want it to crash, because when it crashes, what happens? People that have worked in business, people that have worked as an employee, and people that have given their life energy to a corporation, a business, or a program, or a something that they design, they can lose the intrinsic value of those elements immediately. Immediately, why can they lose the intrinsic value of those assets? Because they can't afford to maintain them any longer. And this is what happens when you have. This is what happens when you have economic collapses. Those that manipulate gain stronger, while the everyday person loses everything. And it's no coincidence that the baby boomers are in the middle of one of the largest form of the population, and that should have told you when the economic collapse is going to happen, is when the baby boomers no longer work for the long hours that they were able and capable of working when they were younger. And now that energy is being lost. And what are they going to do? They're going to collapse the system so all of it is taken, so that they can reignite it in another form. This is something that you need to be thoroughly aware of. So check out that article, and it's going to be a part of the conversation today. Let me see. Do I want to read that? No, I won't read that one, but you can check that one out yourself. Next article, really good article. And this is all a part of the ongoing global war. Iran accuses Saudi Arabia of hitting their embassy in Yemen. Iran accuses Saudi Arabia of hitting Yemen's embassy. Now, this is a part of the global war, and this was my commentary. Global war is wealth transferring from you to them. All is fair in love and war, but you must know the complete quote and where it came from to have a better understanding of its meaning, in my opinion. From John Lyly's book, The Autonomy of Wit, he wrote, "The rules of fair play do not apply in love and war." However, nearly 300 years later, it was shortened, and it's to "All is Fair in Love and War" by Francis Smedley, in the book known as The Life of a Private Pupil. You see, the love of power makes all wars morally in scope and sphere fair. Excuse me. You see, the love of power makes all wars moral in scope and sphere. Because to the conqueror goes the acquisition of law. The people have no love for war in which they have succeeded. So we set no requirements. The quest for today, tomorrow, and forever must be to find a love to go to war for if we are alive. This is so, so important. They tell you everything. This is key. When everything that you're seeing happening right now, Saudi Arabia's economy is collapsing right now. A bunch of countries, the dominoes are falling as we speak because the dominoes have been pushed by the hidden hand. The dominoes have been pushed by the hidden hand because they want it all to fail. Because all is fair in love and war. But you got to go to the original meaning. The rules of fair play do not apply in love and war. And this is what we have to understand. This is all a setup, and it's all coming against you. And they're going to collapse the Thailand man's economy. So check out that article. Very, very important, because you're going to see this again as the overall expansion of the global war takes on full flight. It is definitely in full flight as we speak. Now, there is no coincidence that you have the economic turmoil, the geopolitical turmoil, and the advent of global war sparking off everywhere. This is just how it goes. It repeated what has been so successful for them in the past. And here you go, another article that goes along with it. And this comes from the Telegraph. South Korea asked U.S. military for assets after North Korea's nuclear test. South Korea also announced that they will start running propaganda messages against North Korea at the DMZ and throughout the country, which North Korea considers an act of war. This is all playing out in a way that is being manipulated and contrived. I cannot say that enough, because this is what they want you to see. This is what they want you to respond to, because this is what they want you, the rules by which they want you to play. And they do it in not just in one country such as North Korea. They do it in South Korea. They do it globally, because these governments are in a fraternity against the general population at hand. So important that you understand that. Not every person that is there is the ones that believe in it, but a lot of people are compartmentalized. They have no idea what they're giving energy to, because they haven't asked the right question. And the right question always brings about some evidence of the truth. And you just have to have the forbearance and the overall personal fortitude to ask the questions that are necessary so that your moral compass and your moral standing is not compromised. So this is, goes along with the overall global war paradigm that's being set forth. Then the next article is, China really devaluing its currency? In my opinion, no, not at all. China is positioning itself. China has not been trading for more than 30 years, but they've been in this economy and in being an ancient culture itself. They've seen many a nation and empire rise and fall before they have. And they are positioning themselves quite well for what's going on. And a lot of people will underestimate not only them, but other nations that are strategically preparing for what it is that's going on, which you should be doing as well. So now the commentary I wrote for this is a setup. If you don't know and play it correctly, you will get played. China and Russia have won the economic battlefield, which has positioned them positively to win in all other forms and manners of war. Preparing is the key you must turn in order to unlock the door of prosperity. You have to prepare. You have to prepare in order for you to win and unlock the door of prosperity. If you don't prepare to win, and if you don't prepare for what's going on, there's no way in the world that you will be able to sustain. You may have some gains, but those gains will be temporal in nature. But the only way that you really can win in this whole thing and really be prosperous is if you prepare. And what you need to prepare for, we will definitely talk about. And it's not only just an economic thing, it's a sovereign thing, the most important thing. It's you having the right to your sovereignty, you executing your sovereignty and your self-determination in your overall life. Next, we have, there was an article, wow, it took it down, okay, haha, thought I wouldn't catch it. There was an article that I posted up earlier today, and they always take articles down from the Facebook page, as I was looking for. It was an article saying that China is going to turn off the circuit breakers. This is so important, and this is the key to today being a very pivotal day economically in the economic demise of the common man's economy. And it was taken down, But this was from CNBC. And what happened in this case was that, and I'm going to put it back up, Steve. Well, I'll just tell you what it was. Well, today, what happened is that the Chinese government said that they were going to turn off the circuit breakers. And in the United States, they call it the plunge protection team. And what that means is that once they never have a plunge, a soaring protection team when the prices of things are soaring or the stock markets are going up, but they only have it for when it's going down. In the United States, like I said, they call it the plunge protection team. In China, they call it the circuit breaker. And what China said today, as of starting tomorrow, they will turn the circuit breakers off. So just imagine if they didn't have the circuit breakers on Tuesday when the market went below 7%, and today when it went below 7%, they had the circuit breakers on because they cut the market, closed the market for the rest of the day. They didn't allow any more trading because all of the momentum of the trading, so to speak, manipulated as it was in a sell order. So their market was going to go down. But what China said is that they are going to turn the circuit breakers off. Now, why is it? This is a strategical move that they're doing. Yes, their market will be hitting, but what they will do, this is what we talked about in the past shows, that this is a part of the Western purge, their accusers of the Western banking style and the Western economic fundamentals and algorithms that the Eurasian nations are going to accuse the United States and all of the Western bankers of. They're going to accuse them that they are artificially manipulating the market so that the world will lose confidence in that and run to what is supposedly not being manipulated at all. This is a strategical move that no one could have saw unless you know where you are and where things are going. And this is going to be key. We're going to talk about that. And check out this article. Is China really devaluing its currency? No. What I think China is doing is China is destroying its debt-based currency because it's going to reestablish confidence globally in its currency from what it's going to do in the future. And this is going to cause the further deterioration of your form and your current way of life and standard of living. So, very, very important article, one which you need to definitely prepare for. We will talk about that today. Next. Next, we have this comes from the Salon, controlled by shadow government, reveals how top U.S. officials are at the mercy of corporations. Like, we didn't know this. Let me tell you, the shadow government corporations are the shadow government. Big shout out to my brother Willie Jones for sending that back to me. Because this is why it's so important. Listen, everyone, when we post something in Pando Radio Show, if you have time, share it and hold on to it because it gets lost. They lose it all the time or they take it down from Pando from time to time. So I just want to thank my man, Willie Jones for, resending it to me. Got your message. Thank you so much, brother. For that, because they took it down for me. But the one that was taken down was actually the one on the circuit breakers, and I'm going to repost that at the next break. But I truly, truly appreciate it, and this is what we need to do to always uphold and keep us on task. Greatly appreciate it. Okay, so now this article is a good one for you to read, but we already knew that if you ever talk about the shadow government, you ever hear the word shadow government, you're talking about corporations. That's who the shadow government is, and that we basically live in a fascist state. And this is an article that you need to definitely check out in order to actually start to introduce yourself to it and to see what's really going on. So check out that article. Really good one for you to read. Next article. This one comes from thesovereignman.com, one of my favorite websites. And I said the commentary for this one is, in order for one to really grasp this, people must first kick their addiction to currency, which is extremely difficult for the unaware. And this one says why you need to have physical cash now. And we're going to actually read this article, and we're going to go through it because it's a very, very important one when we come out of the commercial break. And while we're in the commercial break, I'm going to read a couple of commercials back because I have to find this one article and repost it back into Pando Radio Show. This is why we need to get off of this format. So we're going to go to a commercial break. Just want to thank you all for listening in today's show. I forgot to tell you that today's show is a very, very important one. We're going to be talking about why today was such a very important day, and the global investment market has changed for the worse today. And why is that, and what does that mean? Also, are you ready and are you making yourself ready? And the next one is the what we're going to talk about is the true movement on the gun control agenda. What is being hidden and what is the means? What are they hiding and what is the means? Also, have you trained your children to appropriately respond to a crisis of any kind? And how and why this is so important in today's climate. We can never, ever forget our children. This is the key part. Have you started any training program with your children and to establish them where they can be independent of thought and knowing from what you taught them how to respond to any situation so that they can temper their fear, because the fear will paralyze them. You have to have your young people and our children being able to respond to a crisis at a moment's notice. Have you made way and started to train and introduce and nurture your children in establishing the confidence that they can do that? This is so, so important that we do. Okay, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come out of the break, we'll definitely continue the show, and we would love to hear from you today. If you would like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and then hit star 61, and I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Listen to the Pando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Pando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Pando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Pando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network. You are tuned in to the Pando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. 549032#. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Dave and the Pando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Pando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you all for listening today. And it was a couple of stories before we go any further. I just want to let you know that I posted the one that was taken down earlier today. And it's there now. I didn't put any commentary with it, but it's there now. So check it out. And if it gets taken down at a later date, don't worry about it. I'll find another resource for that information, and we're going to talk about it anyhow, just because I just want to make sure that you know what we're talking about is actually some things that are ongoing. But before we get into that, there was another major thing, article that you needed to check out was a chart. And this came from OPEC. And oil is going, and the commentary was oil is going to crush and destroy many that can't nor won't end, and this won't end well for many. Oil is below $30. This is all a part of the progression of the economic collapse that the common people, the common person, the common man and woman is going to endure. And these are the instruments in which you destroy the economy to do that. Also, well, we're going to talk about that now in the shelter, but check out that chart so that you can see it for yourself and see where it's going. Okay, so very important day today. And it's significant because it was significant because of what happened. And let me give you an idea of what it was that happened. Well, today the overall Chinese market, and believe me, these markets, I don't look at them, they're not the economy at all. What they are just the tools that are used to artificially prop or sabotage the economy. That's the only thing that they are. That's what they truly represent. These markets are not there to really bring you any sustainable wealth. They're only there to bring sustainability to the system in which it serves, that was created it, that created this, the overall algorithm. Because this is just like going to Vegas and gambling. The house never loses. They were not able to build that elaborate strip in the middle of the desert with no water if they were losers. They just couldn't build the lights, the shows, the fashion, the mystique, the sin of the city without winning at all times. And there's another place that is exactly like that, and that's the market itself. In all forms of the market, from equities to bonds to commodities to forex to all measures of the economy. See, and one of the things that we have to really be careful of is this. Within the market, if you win for so long, you think that you can rely on it for everything when you're losing. Because the moment, because what then happens within the market, as you win more, if you're not able to walk away from it, then you lose. You totally lose. It's no different than any other form of gambling. But see, this is the thing. They don't tell you it's gambling. So we don't think of it as gambling. We think of it as a way to make a living for many. But it's nothing more than corporate gambling. Nothing more. From the derivatives, which is nothing more than a bet on a bet that has insurance, that one of the bets is going to come out one way or the other. That's why the word derivative is used for derivatives, because it derives its value from something else. A derivative is just like you going to a game and you betting on the game for the team that you don't own. And it's amazing how people talk about different franchises of sport, and they, when they talk about them, they use the pronoun of we, or our team, or we won today, or we lost today. Who's we? You don't own that team. You have no real vested interest in that team, from that team standpoint itself. They limit who can be an owner of a team. But this is the overall mindset that they want to give, because it works so well in the financial realm too. You think you own stock in something. They send you a piece of paper and say that you own stock in something. When the DTCC in New York has already been flooded out through Hurricane Sandy that wiped out all of the records. Why did it wipe out all of the records? Because they don't want you, because there's another bond for ownership that's there. When you own a stock and they send you a piece of paper, that's just a receipt. It's just a receipt, but you have no real ownership at all. None whatsoever. It's just like when you go to the store nowadays and they give you those pieces of paper with the digital receipt on it, and over a 1 month later, 2 weeks later, it's totally washed out. Why do you think they do that? Because they're cheap and they want the cheapest paper? No. It's all a part of the system of control. Because they do that in all things financial. If you don't hold it, and if it doesn't have intrinsical value that you can take and use at your free will when you need to use it, then you don't own it. You don't own it. And today was very significant because from within the market, when China said that they were going to turn off the circuit breaker starting tomorrow, which is actually starting, it's already started now, because the Asian market has opened for the 8th. And all throughout tonight and going into the morning, what that means is this, is that they can have their market lose and not turn or stop the law. And one of the things that they know about emotions is this. They know that they get you when it goes up, and they get you when it goes down. And they know that when it goes down, people panic even more because they think they're losing something, not even know they never owned anything and they've never had possession or ownership of anything from the very beginning. It was all a facade. Yes, every once in a while, they allow you to have some ability to maintain a quality of life for yourself. And they do that because they are allowing for that at that moment. But at any time, they can change it. And you know why they can do that? Because they own the system that was created. You don't. They're in physical possession of it. They can make it go where they want it to go. You have to go along for the ride if you jump on board. And if they allow the ride for it to give you some of the crumbs, then fine, so be it. But remember, these people have an insatiable appetite. At the opportune time, they're going to take away everything that you gained from that and more. How do they do that? This is how they do it. By this move right here, this is going to set off where the market, I don't think it's going to go down greatly tomorrow. I don't think it's going to go down greatly for the rest of the week, next 2 weeks. It could, but I doubt it. Because one of the things that I've known about these people is that they're very methodical in their approach. They will allow it to just be shocking and then back off. Why will they back off? Because they don't want to arouse your question. They don't want to arouse your sense of, I'm getting played. They don't want you to know that you're being had. So they're smart enough to do it methodically. Most of us, we wait for, when is this collapse going to happen? When is this going to happen? When am I going to get this? When am I going to get that? See, these people plan out for 300 years when we plan out for the next hour. Why do we plan out for the next hour, the next week, the next 2 weeks, and the next month? Because we are living off of the crumbs that they provide. And crumbs go quickly. So the sense of urgency in the everyday person is much more because of the overall economic grind that they're on. And the harvesting of their energy from that. So we don't look at it from the standpoint that they do. They tell you that they look at it this way. They tell you this through the bond market. Five-year treasury note, 10-year treasury note, 2-year treasury note, 30-year treasury note. They're saying that they're playing this out over the long period of time, but do they even do it even further than that? They have it set up century-wide. And this is why these economic collapses, you can time them almost to the T. It may not always be to the exact moment, but it's going to be in that confine, and within that range. Why? Because people are different in every different era of physical life in their existence here on Earth. The last people of the last crash, major crash, weren't the same as the people as are today. there is a slight difference. There is a difference. And they realize that this is why everything is so psychological, because they have to psychologically first neuter you and to leash you and to chain you before they show you what their true intent is. Because one of the most important things to know is that every person that is doing this is no different than you. They're no smarter, no better, no wiser. It's just that they have been born into a system that has allowed this to work, because it's been instituted by the collection of by the collective prudence of people like them. People and spirits like them. And they put a lot of energy into this. And they're definitely not going to give it up without a real fight. So, what happens in China today is that they will now allow their market to go down, you know, almost to zero. Doubt that they'll do that. But this is one of the things that why they did it. Because this is going to put so much pressure on the U.S. versus breakers. The plunge protection team here in the United States at the appropriate time is going to be working overtime. Right now, you'll hear through the propaganda that China is sabotaging, that they don't deserve, their economy is a facade and everything else. But no, see, this is the key. This is the whole key to everything. This is a part of the game. The game is being played out so that people will choose sides. And in choosing sides, you lose everything. The only side that you should be, should have your choice for and executing your free will within is you. You as an individual. Because as China sets off their circuit breaker, what is going to happen is that the U.S. market is going to be put, and the economy is going to be put under so much pressure that they are going to have a plunging. And believe me, George Soros and all of the people that want this to happen, because they gain from it. They totally, totally gain from it. Right now you have the Baltic dry dock is at all-time lows. Why is that so significant? Because the trade of goods throughout the world is drying up, and all of the companies that are tied into that right now are going bankrupt.
I have a question, Dave. You talked about how George Soros and all these other people, you know, that's involved in the markets and whatnot. Do you think another way they could profit from it is putting put options out, like what we saw happen on 9/11 on American Airlines, that they are betting on going to be shorting stuff? Is that a way?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, no, Scotty, they definitely will. They will definitely short it. And this is what happens. The minions will short it. But see, the system is already short and long. The people that really make the real decisions, because the market is in place, they've already won. So it doesn't matter where the market goes. It's just like in my precious metals class. I teach the people that you don't care if the price of the precious metals goes up or the price of precious metals goes down. You win either way it goes. And that's how the system works. So yes, Scotty's absolutely right. There will be people that will short certain things. This is why oil is going down right now, because they're shorting oil. And they're going to short oil, and guess what they're going long on? The defense contractors. The defense contractors and all of the arms dealers. They're going long on them because they know what's going to happen from all of this. War is going to be engaged. And this is exactly what Scotty is saying. They're going to short something. They're going to put on something. And they're going to go short on something. They're going to go long on other things. And this is where they so-called, you know, engage the market. And when that happens, because you don't know, because you're not in on the insider trading, this is why they call it insider trading. If there was no such thing as insider trading, there would be no name for it. Guess what? The whole thing is insider trading, and you're not on the inside. That's why whenever you try to get on the inside and try to divulge some things that's going on the inside, they send your butt to jail. Because they didn't accept you to do that, or they used you for that purpose. Bernie Madoff was totally used. He thought he was on the in crowd, but see, they used him exactly for what they wanted to use him for. And you're going to see that play out in the future. They're going to send a lot of people to jail. But guess what they're going to do? They're still going to gain your confidence in your faithful service in that. That's what they want. That's the whole thing. Because they're going to send people to jail, and then we will rebel rouse and say, yes, this person needs to go to jail, instead of that individual going to jail. If you look at the whole system, there's no way in the world that this one individual could have manipulated this whole system without the system allowing them to do it. They didn't create these algorithms. It's just like a program. It's just like a program if you're a programmer or if you're an inventor. The invention never supersedes the ability of the inventor. Never. The inventor may allow for certain things within the invention for it to do. And you know it because you invented it. It's just like if you're a website builder. If you know how to build websites and everything else. Your website can't go rogue on you unless, you know, you allow it. But it can go rogue on you because you didn't develop the internet. CERN did. So they have control over everything at hand. So what we're going to see, and it's so important that you start to prepare for this right now. This is a economical bomb that will drop today. And a lot of people think, because China is smart in this whole thing with the system, I'm talking about the system itself is smart. They're going to allow something to be sacrificed in appearance, but they're going to gain much more positioning because of it. Do you ever think that the U.S. market would ever allow for the circuit breakers to be turned off? No. You know why? Because the plunging to Dow 1000 that happened last year towards the end of the summer, the Dow would be in the 100s right now, because there is no one that's really investing. You can see that in the volatility of the market. So China dropped this bomb today, and what they've done is they've repositioned themselves to accuse the Western banking and financial system as being manipulated, because they won't allow the free market, so to speak, to rule. They got the plunge protection team. And see, China's only been in the market for 25 years. And so a lot of people saying they're naive, they don't know what they're doing. That's exactly what they want you to think. Because in their arrogance, they position themselves to take over time and space. And this is what is going to, you're going to start to see this fold out in many ways. This will be the excuse and the plausible deniability for you to lose everything in the pension fund. This right here will be the trigger that will set Puerto Rico in further debt and set Puerto Rico into default even further. But not only Puerto Rico, Illinois is right behind it. There's other states that are right behind Puerto Rico. And when Puerto Rico goes, the Ukraine just went the beginning of the year, and it was the fifth largest sovereign fund that ever went into default. When Puerto Rico goes, it will be the fourth, and then so on and so on, because once this starts, you can't stop it any longer. They don't have any way out because the debt is so high. The derivative is so high. There's so many, the derivative exposure is beyond every person on this earth working for the rest of his life at a great not at a great pay scale and giving everything that they've had just to pay off the derivative. And just the five controlling banks in this country, it's over $300 trillion in derivatives. And if it's over $300 trillion, that means it's around $600 or $700 or $800 trillion. The whole global economy and wealth itself is only around, at most, $100 trillion. See, the math doesn't lie. Numbers don't lie. It's the people that put them in that do. And they so thoroughly cooked these books. And we've been talking about how this economic collapse of the common person is coming, and you need to be preparing for it. And it's a must that you do. Of you, you too, as many others, will fall victim to it. But just like George Soros, he realizes, and they realize, the people at the level that they're at, they realize that there's going to be opportunity there. This is why they're driving these markets now. All of these companies, these oil companies right now, where oil being at $29 a barrel, they know that all of these companies have to, in order to make a profit, the price of oil has to be at 100, 102 in order for them to reach a profit. And if it's not there, then what does that mean? That means that they're not making a profit. What happens to every company that doesn't make a profit? It goes out of business. And what happens when they go out of business? They sell their position. Who are they going to sell their positions to? The very people that caused the economic collapse. But this time, when they sell their position, and because so many people are going to be hurt, they're going to come back, and they've already told you that because of regulations, there's going to be an economic collapse like has never been seen before. So what they're going to say is, because the people, you were protecting the people so much, this is why this collapse happened. We couldn't do what we needed to do and respond to the economic collapse the way it should have been responded to by our people, because then we would have broke the law. And what are they going to do? They're going to say, now we need to change that so that we can do whatever we want. And this is where you're going to have the expansion of the prison industrial complex. This is where you're going to have the expansion of the global enslavement program. This is where you will never retire. They've already told you that. One of the things with austerity is that they're saying that people are retiring too early. See, no, that's not the case. See, they want you to actually self-mutilate yourself. And then so many of us buy into that propaganda that they preach and they put out of the pulpit of their news conferences and their press releases. And the same thing that they push in different pulpits within the religious community. And we say, yep, that's what it is. It's them people. It's them people. Not even know that the whole system is targeting you. And you're defending it. And not only defending it, you're upholding it. Because when they say that people are retiring too young, they're just showing you this. But you know what they consider retiring too young? If you didn't die at work. If you didn't die at work and they didn't pick you up and put you on a gurney and then threw you in a ditch that they've already dug, that's retiring too early for them. That's the appropriate age of retirement, is when you die at work. When you die giving your energy to them, ways and means, your way of life provides for their means of life. Look throughout history, you can see that happen in the sweat camp. You can see that happening in the sweat factories. You can see that happening throughout history, but you don't question it because you go to a good school that told you that that was just those individuals. We don't do that any longer. We're civilized. Civilized. So, listen, everyone, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we definitely need to continue in this conversation. If you have any questions, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Just hit *61. We'd love to hear from you because a dialogue is so much more important than a monologue. You need to know, and we need to talk about it, and we need to talk about how you need to be preparing for this as we speak. So we're going to go through a commercial break, and when we come back, looking forward to talking to you as we go along on this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Randy, aka Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, without a doubt, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions, this is so important. If you have any questions at all, definitely, and believe me, I don't know everything. We don't know everything here, but it's great that we can figure this out and talk together because we have some very, very unique people that have some very, very important intrinsical abilities and skills and expertise that can definitely help you. And this is what needs to happen now. We need to be in a phase of questioning now so that we can do what it is that we need to do in order to be prepared for what's coming. Don't let anything get by you now, because in a moment's time, and I don't know when that is it this year, next year, or any. See, one of the things I know about these people is that they're methodical and patient, because they've already got the economy in place. The collapse has already happened. The collapse of the common man has already happened. It happened when we walked away from the ecosystem that the great creator God Almighty established, and we accepted man's economy. And we've been poor ever since. We've been disenfranchised ever since. We've been impoverished ever since. We've had wars. We've had famine. We've had diseases. We've had total annihilation economically, politically, and socially. We've had the purging of our cultures and everything else. From the moment we walked away from the ecosystem and the collective prudence of that ecosystem, that was given the sovereignty grace of the great creator God Almighty. That's when the collapse has really happened. So now, what is it that we need to do? So important that we engage in what it is that we need to do. But just before we do that, I want to just make this one point that's so important. This came from Deutsche Bank. The improvement in the dry bulk rate was expected into the year end as and has not material was expected. The improvement in the dry bulk rate was expected in year's end has not materialized. And based on the conversations we had in several industries, we believe a number of dry bulk companies are contemplating asset sales to raise liquidity. Lower daily cash burns and reducing capital commitments, the gluttony of for sales tonnage has negative implications for assets and equity value. More critical, it has easily led to breach in loan to value conversions at many dry bulk companies. Shorting the cash runway and is likely and necessarily additional dilutive in action. The dry bulk companies generally have enough cash for 1 year or so, but most are not well positioned for another leg down in asset value. The majority of publicly listed dry bulk companies have already taken painful measures to adapt to the new market. Some have filed Chapter 11. Others have issued equities at deep discounts. Most have tried to delay, defer, cancel new building deliveries. The additional cushion, however, is likely not enough if asset values continue to take another leg down, especially given the majority of the publicly listed dry bulk companies are already near max allowable loan to value levels. That means LTV. Listen, this is how you destroy, and this is how you start global wars. And right now, the Baltic dried up index is at the lowest it's been think it's almost at the lowest ever. At the lowest ever. This is critical, and this is what they don't tell you about the economy. This is the information that they won't give you. This is what they won't give you as an indication of what's coming and why you need to really be concerned and why you really need to be prepared for what's coming. If the companies that are trading and bringing you goods, dry goods, and they're not there to bring those goods, how are you going to maintain the quality of life that you now have? Okay? You won't, unless you prepare. We got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to the caller. I don't like to keep callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hi, David and Cece.
Cece, what's going on, Cece?
Hey, thank you for taking my call today, but very important topic.
Hold on, Cece. Hey, Cece.
Huh?
Yes, it is an important topic, but I just want to say this. I want to thank you for all that you've done and who you are to me, to our family, and to the members of Preppers that we have, and I, especially for Tando Radio Show. I've said this before, but Cece was really a strong influence on naming this radio station, this radio show, what it is. And I just want to thank you once again publicly because you are such a magnificent person and a true, true soldier. I'm sorry, a true, true general. You, as you know, I've always called you that. A true general at heart for our people. And it's, you're the type of person that we need, especially in these times. And I just want to thank you since, you know, you're here on Tando Radio Show. You called in. I just want to thank you for you being you, sister.
Well, I thank you for you being you also. I appreciate all that. But, you know, we do what we do because it's got to be done. If we don't do it, nobody will, right?
That's right. Well, okay, we knew that if we didn't do it, it wouldn't get done. Right.
Yeah. And the we are many behind the scenes. So, you know, it's not just us. There's many we's behind the scenes. So shout out to all the we's. Y'all know who you are. But yeah, so the reason why I'm calling, Dave, is because when you start talking about these things in crunch time, I immediately get into like a little frenzy and I'm thinking silver, 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 right? So, I just went down to the silver dealer and this has never happened before. They only had two rounds left.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh wow, okay, that's never happened before. And so, with them having two rounds left, they start talking about doing pre-sale. Should we even trust pre-sale? Like, should we give these people our money? Because I think the way that things are going, they could be here today and gone tomorrow, and then you lost your money.
Yes, that's exactly right, Cece. And there's been some major dealers that have actually, there was a major dealer that was in Southern California their name was Tolving out of Newport Beach. And that's exactly what they did. That's what happened to them. Because what happens is that, you know, it goes into backwardation.
Right.
And that's what happens with there's backwardation and there's also contango. Okay, and silver goes into backwardation. So I would say this. Right now, you're going to start to see a lot of that. That's a huge indication of what's going on. Right now, the overall sales of silver out of the U.S. Mint, American Silver Eagles, is at an all-time high. It just blew up in this last quarter and last month, the numbers that were coming out. And I would say to people is that, and as you know, CC, I've been saying this for a long time, when you prepare, you have to prepare when no one else is doing it.
Right.
Because
right.
At some time, one, you will not be able to afford it, and it will not be available for you to get it. And we are going into that phase where if you don't prepare, you have put yourself at great disadvantage where you won't get the things that you could have gotten if you would have started early. And so many of us wait until we see something before we respond to it. If you see it, it's too late. It's just It's just like if you see the flash of a firearm, guess what? You're already hit in so many ways,
right,
to put it that way. And yes, right, GC, you're going to see that to happen. And one of the things about the pre-sale in today's environment, no. Because you're opening yourself up for risk that you can lose that, where they can close shop, close business, and they're gone. And I would ask you this, what legal recourse will you have?
None. So, and it's so funny, They really are just on the prowl. And when I say they, I mean like everybody, because they know what's going on. And they're trying to fill you out to see that you know. But you just shake your head and smile and walk right on out.
Right. And that's one of the things. Be strategic. And CC is so right. Be strategical in all of your contacts. One of the things, if you play like you don't know, you are not under no obligation to prove how smart you are.
Right.
You are under no obligation to prove how much you know. A truly wise person heeds good instruction, while a fool learns from experience. You don't need to tell people what you know unless there's an agenda that you have to teach them. So be careful in your conversation. Just like PG said, go into there, get what you need to get, and walk out. You know, PG, you're going to start to see that not only in silver. First, you're going to see the economic instruments of protection, the lead first. Those are the assets and the resources. Those are the first things that are going to be taken from you, because there are a lot of strong, deep pocket people, currency heavy people that are buying the measures to protect themselves. And they're waking up. And in that waking up, they're purchasing the thing that is going to protect them. That means that you're going to have to compete with them. And most of us, especially within our community, don't have the ability, the capital, the currency to compete with them. So we're at a great disadvantage because we've already been under an economic depression for so long. We've been under an economic depression, but we need to leverage that in a way in which we can turn that into a benefit instead of something that is adversarial to our overall.
Brother Dave, if I could add something to that from a caller that called in earlier to my show, and he was saying, you know, about President Obama. We were talking about the bailing out of the banks and whatnot. And, you know, my position was, and hey, CeCe, good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Scotty.
He basically, man, I mean, he allowed the bankers to rob the American people twice. They robbed them the first time around and then robbed them the second time around. And people want to talk about, you know, that I'm looking for the word to call it, you know, the stimulus checks and whatnot. Well, I mean, it's been reported that a lot of black people, black community, because they was following the George Bush hype about home ownership, and they lost a tremendous amount of their wealth in that housing crash. Yeah. And they didn't get their money. They didn't get no bailout. And so you just said that brought to my mind about we don't have the ability.
Right. And this is why we have to come together collectively with collective prudence in this whole thing. And you can't wait until it's too late, because this is what's going to happen. As Scotty said, with the bailout was set up for the bail-in. And they're going to do, he said they did it twice, right? They're going to do it three times and four times. They're going to get you with the bail-ins, and then they're going to get you with the pension funds, and they're going to get you with my IRA, all of that other stuff. They're going to get you with that, and then they're also going to get you by way of taxes. It's never ending. So they're going to continue. One of the best friends that the financial markets and the bankers have ever had is every single president that has sat in that seat. Because they're nothing more than a celebrity figurehead to do the bidding and sign the pieces of paper that is put in front of them. That is what's going on. So what you're going to see, especially because we don't have the capability to acquire the resources, but we really do. But see, the thing is that we're too busy living the world of cream. Cash rules everything around me. Buying things, being a consumer. If you're not becoming a prodigious saver now, you're going to get run over. I don't care what you have to do. You got to sacrifice the way you stop eating out. You stop doing this. You stop doing that. There are ways in which you can do to get you the assets that you're going to need in the future. And believe me, those that prepare today for the future will dictate and will succeed in the future. If you don't prepare for what's going on now, as Malcolm said, the future belongs to those that prepare for it today. If you're not preparing for it, you are preparing to fail. And this is not a scare tactic. This is the truth. And that's the thing about the truth, is I don't make any qualms about the truth. If your butt is not ready for it, it's going to run your ass over. Plain and simple. Regardless of what this country and everybody else has done to you, if you're not preparing for it, if you're not building your ark right now, that's your fault. That is totally your fault. But, especially for those that know, but there are so many people that don't know, that this is how they always get them, because ignorance, they blindly go, instead of questioning, instead of doing what they should be doing. There are some people that don't want to hear from Black Talk Radio Network. They don't want to hear from T.C. Scotty, Brother David, Brother Bragg. They don't want to hear from you. They don't want to listen to the exact same things that you're listening to, because why? They're comfortable in the spot that they're in. Guess what? Lead them there. Those individuals, that heart is that type of heart, you don't need those type of people. Let me tell you why. Those people will kill and destroy you to get to what you have at the appropriate time. So be careful. Be careful about all that you do. And Cece. Cece.
Yes, I'm here. No.
Okay. Cece, you have a show. Tell our listeners about your show. Where's your show and what you're doing?
Yes, I have a show. It's called Black Love and Relationships. It airs every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Blog Talk Radio Network under the Melanin and Power Radio Network. And we deal with relationship issues concerning our Black community. It's not some lovey-dovey show. It's about issues dealing with our Black community. Our show this upcoming Tuesday will be entitled, Are You Prepared?, in which yours truly, David Wren, will be on there talking about preparedness.
Definitely. We will definitely be there. And Cece, you know, you're always, you know, if you can stick around. You want to chime in at any time, just jump in, because this is, when you're around, this is our show. And I greatly appreciate you. And so listen out for Cece's show. And then Cece, on Tuesday, come on again and just remind our listeners what you know, when you're going to be on it and everything. You know, do that periodically every Tuesday if you would like, just to let us know. And I'm going to tell everyone also.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm happy to stick around and go back and forth with you about what we're talking about, and we can remind everybody on Tuesday about my show, no problem.
Okay, great, Cece. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, yes, everyone, so, now, let's talk about what is it that you need to be doing right now. Every single person that's listening, what you need to do is you need to start to become a saver. If you have excess things that you don't need, sell it. Take that cash and transfer it into an asset immediately. An asset, one of the first things that you want to do is make sure that your family has food and water. One of the first things that you want to be able to provide for them on. And especially, you have to look at it from this standpoint. You have to transfer into the food assets because of this. The price of food is going to go crazy. And it's not because the price of food is going up. The value of the dollar is going to be going down. Right now, there is an economic war of devaluation. China's devaluing their currency. So what is that going to cause the U.S. to do? They're going to have to follow in that. China has no debt, a very little debt. So they can afford that, even though they have economic problems. Yes, they do. And they have a large population that they have to contend with and everything else. But China has no debt. So let me ask you something. Can a person with debt withstand a shortage? I mean, a person with debt, can they withstand their wage being cut off and their earnings being shortened? Does that adversely affect them? Yes. Does that play out bad for them? Does that hurt them? Yes, it does. Does a person without debt, if they're paid a little less, does that hurt them as much? No way in the world. Especially if everybody else is getting paid less, they actually gain more. See, this move that they're making is a game of Go, while the U.S. plays the game of chess. The game of Go has been around for 2,500 years. The game of chess has only been around for 1,500 years. You master Go, you totally annihilate the chess players. And chess is a game of arrogance. And the U.S. plays a game of arrogance at all times. They play chess. And so now, because China's devaluing their currency, the U.S. is telling them that they have to make their currency appreciate. You remember when the administration, I always say the administration because whoever is there, it doesn't matter, it's just a celebrity figurehead. When the administration was mad and said that China has to appreciate their currency, it's because the U.S. can't devalue there any longer, any further, because their debt ratio is too large. Not only that, they're not in control of that, being able to depreciate the value of their currency. It is it's happening through deflation. I've always said that first you're going to see deflation before you see hyperinflation. And that's what we're seeing right now. Where are you seeing deflation at huge? You're seeing it within the energy sector, in oil. Whenever the prices depreciate far beyond their market loan to their LTV, loan to value target. Whenever they go lower than that, you have deflation set in, and that deflation is worse than hyperinflation. Let me put it this way: bankers hate deflation because through hyperinflation they're able to control more. Through deflation, it kills them. Because the dollar that you have is now able to buy assets that you normally wouldn't be able to buy. How does this work? Right now, oil is cheaper. Now, from 2 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago, you're seeing a difference in your overall fuel bill for your vehicles. Well, with it, that fuel bill being less, you actually should be taking the deflation of the fuel and placing it into the asset of precious metals and food right now. You should be using that to get that asset. That's how you're winning. This is how you become a prodigious saver, and this is how you're reallocating yourself. And the bankers hate when you do that because that takes leverage from them. They always want you to have to pay more for everything. Because they don't pay for anything. So, so important that we understand this. It's so important that we leverage ourselves correctly. And, you know, one of the things that we teach in the precious metals class is how to do that and why it's so important for you to do that. And this is something that I firmly believe that you all need to definitely engage in. If you're interested in the precious metals class, you can call me, 951-790-8330. You can email me, $450, but I allow you to establish your own payment plan, whatever that is. You establish it, but there are things that you need to learn and know how to play this, so that you can actually gain from the manipulation of the market. Every person that's taking that class is gaining from the manipulation of the market. That's why they don't care if the price of metals goes up or the price of precious metals goes down. They gain either way. This is what we need to learn. This is why you need to learn how to use what's being deflated, what deflation is hitting, and put it into something that's going to be insulated to offset it. You need to know what those things are so that you can move in that way and become a prodigious saver. And for those businesses that will collapse in the future, just like the Baltic Dry Dock Company, they're collapsing, they're going bankrupt, they're selling their assets, they're selling out their positions. If you position yourself wisely now, you can be the buyer of those assets. So guess what? That business is still good. And George Soros and them says that they know that it's going to collapse, and they're going to buy on pennies on the dollar. Will you have any pennies to buy what will be on sale? Because the things that will be on sale will have real intrinsical value, but if you do not position yourself now, you will be the seller of things, and you will not be the acquirer or holder of anything. This is why we need to move in this. It's so important. It's so, so important. But even if you can't afford to take the precious metals class, that's fine. We're still here. I'm still going to give you the information about the things that you should be doing. It's so important right now, because the overall current event, no longer can you say that there's something as conspiracy theory, because now you already know that it's conspiracy fact. There are people that are conspiring to destroy you and have always been. But they are conspiring to further the act of the destruction now, because they have an insatiable appetite, a completely insatiable appetite. So, with that, there's a lot that's there. That's one of the ways that you need to be preparing, is you need to actually move to become a saver. Sell what you can sell and get what you can get. One of the another things that you need to be doing, all of your coins right now, you need to be saving your coins. Take your dollars and get rid of your paper dollars and get coins, particularly nickels. But hopefully you get, you need to, even just your quarters and your dimes, even though today's quarters and dimes don't have the same intrinsical value that quarters and dimes had in 1964 and earlier, because those are 90% silver. But see, the United States, once they took all the silver out of the quarters and the dimes, that was actually a debt default by the United States, because they can no longer afford to buy the silver because of the expansion of the overall money supply. Oh, this is so important that you get an understanding.
David.
It's so, yeah, go ahead, Cece.
So, we know that there's like new people listening to the program all the time. And, of course, we want them to be able to catch up a little bit so that they'll feel a little comforted. So what would you suggest for the people that are just now listening that, want to kind of catch up as far as like what you're saying? What would you suggest to them?
I definitely would suggest there's a great question, Cece. There's a group that Brother Davis, Cece, Mo, Melanie, G20Q, and a couple of others of us have started a group called RDP. It's in Facebook. You can actually hear some of the recording, some of our first meetings that are going to be played on Saturday. We're going to play them this Saturday at 10 p.m. Oh, shoot, what is it? I don't know what time it is real quick. I'll post it inside of Cando. Go to Cando Radio Show. I'll post it inside of Cando. I'm going to actually play at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this Saturday. I'm going to play the first meeting that we have for RDP, which stands for Real Deal Preppers. You can, and then I'm going to play the next one 2 hours after that, and then 2 hours after that, I'm going to play it again. That can help you catch up. But to really, at this time, there's so much information, it's going to be hours and hours. The best thing that you can do every Monday and Thursday, we're just going to be talking about preparedness. So tune in to it. Another thing that you can do is research yourself. One of the things that you can, should never ever do is just take my word for it or take any person's word for it. Because the information, you know, I may be wrong about something, I may have made a mistake in something, or it doesn't apply to you or whatever. You need to vet everything. Start to actually try to find out some information on preparing. So that, because you have to try to catch up for where we are. There's no need for you to panic about anything. There's no need for you to panic about anything. But there is time for you to stop wasting what you could have done now. Don't waste time. Use it to your advantage. It's because, let me tell you, it's so important when this thing starts to further itself and starts to speed up. The individuals that didn't prepare, the situation will not care what excuse you will have because of that. And it will not care for the individuals that had prepared for it, it will not care that you have started to prepare. It still will happen. So the events are going to happen. It's how are you going to respond to the events that are happening is the most important thing. Your reaction to them is so important. And when you prepare, it increases your opportunity and increasing your opportunity for success. That's why it's so important to prepare. So I would say start with finding out about as much as you possibly can. Listen to this show. Engage in this show. Call and ask questions about things. Start to prepare from where you are. Every person is at a different level. I would definitely say for you to get with at least two or three people that you know and trust and start to talk about this, and you guys start to prepare together. That way you can actually assist each other, because let me tell you something, it's a lot of work and it's not cheap. And you're going to need to know how to acquire assets, even if you can't acquire them because of your economic positioning. There is so much that you can do. You're going to have to navigate yourself through that. That's what every prepper does. Regardless of their circumstances, they look at where they are and where they need to go, and they figure out a way to it. And we could help you here, but every person is different. So I hope I answered that question, CC, and I definitely want to know what your opinion is that people can do in preparing. What would you suggest? And I would love for Scotty, if he's on too.
Well, you know, I'm the hand holder of the new people, you know, because I felt that same anxiety, you know, before. Like, oh my goodness, there's just so much information. I have no idea how I can even begin to do all this, you know. But I would just say to the people, even the people that have been on the radio and listening but have yet to do anything at all, it's still, there are some things that you can do, and you're going to do what you can do. Meaning, if you have some stuff to sell, like Dave was saying, you know, because you need to gain some kind of money from these things that you have that are useless, like your Coach purses and your alligator shoes and things that are not going to matter later on. There's many platforms that you could sell these things on, like OfferUp. I mean, many people have OfferUp in their area. You know, it's like a garage sale right in your area. And then Facebook even has the thing where you can make a little store and sell the items that you have. I would suggest that if you got a garage full of stuff and a closet full of stuff, you need to start selling that stuff, because in the end, it won't matter. You need to go ahead and capitalize on what you have in your closet and in your garage, get some money from that, and go ahead and start investing where you need to invest in the right place. And when I say invest, I don't mean the stock market or anything like that. You need to invest in food and precious metals. Right, resources, absolutely. And that's real resources. That's like, you know, flashlights, what were we talking about last time, those blue diamond matches and Water is very essential. People don't realize that, when you try to turn on your water and nothing comes out, what are you going to do? I mean, first of all, you shouldn't be drinking that water in the first place. But when you turn on your water and nothing's coming out, or it's coming out like mud, do you even know how to sterilize your water? Do you even know that you're supposed to sterilize your water? I mean, do you know those things? No. So you need to go back into all of this information on Facebook and start reading. You need to become an avid prepper, whatever that means to you every day. Like Dave said, everybody's situation is different. You need to make this something that you are conscious of daily, that you need to be doing. You need to be preparing your family in some kind of way. Do you need to be going to the thrift store and getting some warm clothes for your family? Because we are right in winter right now, and I don't see hardly any places that are warm right now. So if some emergent situation happens, are you ready to tackle that? Can you withstand it? Like, I was just in St. Louis, and the flood was going on, and I was like, okay, I definitely didn't expect a flood, when I was going out of town. It didn't hit me, but I happened to be going across the water to Illinois, and I was like right in the middle of it, so I did see it. But those things are going to happen, because we know that people control the weather. All kind of stuff is going to happen. So are you prepared for extreme heat? Are you prepared for extreme cold? I mean, do you have enough gas in your car? Are you the person that parks your car in the garage and it's really on E, and then you get up in the morning and you're running late because you don't have gas in your car? Do not do those things. You got to start thinking about things totally different. Go ahead and fill up your gas tank before you park it in the garage, because you never know when you might have to get in your car and leave for whatever reason. And again, those are just little things that you can start doing, let me see. Yeah, I would say basically the basics are just do what you can do. Do what you can do by scrolling through the information. Contact us if you need any help, because we are reachable. You can reach us, and we will help you. That's where I'm at with the whole thing.
No, great. TP is so important, because you have to anticipate things happening before they happen. And when you start to do that, you can start to tell that things are going to happen even before they happen. Because there is every single person here, they try to say that you're psychic or this or that. No, every single person here has the ability to be able to read and discern the energy that is passing through the atmosphere. This is like animals. They can tell when the earthquake is coming. What is it that they have that we don't have? Nothing. They didn't turn it off. We did. It's so important that we engage those things. And people talk about selling things. You want to sell the things that you have that are nothing but consumer based. We always hear in the economy, in the economic setting, they want consumers. The consumer, what is the consumer price index? The consumer this, because they're reinforcing in your mind that you're supposed to be consuming instead of building and saving, and not only that, establishing intrinsic value. So the things that have intrinsic value, you need to be able to discern what they are from those that are just worthless fads. Really easy. The stuff that is pushed on TV and everything else, most of that, and in commercials and all this, most of that stuff is consumer worthless fads. Get rid of those while there's still a market. Hopefully this caller calls back. I hate that I lost this caller. So we'll catch him when they come back. But that is something that, CC said that we definitely have to do. It's so important that we do that. Caller with the 405 area code. Sorry about that. Give us a call back. I'll put you right on. Didn't mean to hold you in queue that long. But give us a call back. We'll definitely put you right back. I think they're back now. Okay, there they are. Let me pull them up. Oops. My computer. Okay, hold on. Hey, Scotty. Oh, there we are. Welcome, callers, to Dan. Question or comment that you have?
Greetings, brother. This is Mel.
Brother Mel, what's going on, bro? Sorry about that. I meant to go to you just before you had dropped. I'm glad you called back. What's going on, brother?
Nothing. I just had a quick question, and it may sound a little selfish, kind of strange, but you know me.
No. You good.
I'm a firm believer in God bless the child that has his own. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
But my father, you know, and his brothers, you know, they're of a generation, they're like a dying breed. You know, they went to the military, they got out the military, they got a job, they retired, they were able to acquire property and, you know, things that I'll never most likely be able to do that way. So my biggest thing is trying to convince him that this is real. It's like I'm running into a brick wall with him. I could never get him to sit down to listen to this show. And I know you say that, you know, you get people that you can trust that's, you know, close to you and, you know, y'all come together and make it happen. Those really are the only people that I trust in that fashion, but I can't get them to understand what's happening. And it's so frustrating because they have the means to really protect us. I mean, as a family.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, they just won't listen. And it's like a brick wall and it's so frustrating. Any advice on that, brother? And I'm going to mute my line.
Yeah, I definitely do. I would say this, is that if God can't make someone do something, what makes you think that you can? A person's free will is theirs. The best thing that you can do, and that's what you're doing now, is you just love them, give them the information, and you do as much as you can, because you're going to have to prepare for them. That's the one thing about love. Love is, the true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. Your family members that you confide in and that you have, you know, great love and admiration and respect for and you just want the best for. Well, sometimes, just like when we have children, some of us are children and we have to be taken care of until we come into an age of being able to have the maturity to accept things for what it really is. And it just so happens that you are, you know, you could be a little more mature in them. They still are believe in the system because you think about it, all of us to that extent, to some point or another, are addicted to cash because when we grew up in this whole system, only thing that we've ever known that has ever provided for us was cash. So why wouldn't we have full faith and confidence in something that has worked for us yesterday and the day before? Not because, see, the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And they got them believing that their overall possessions of cash is going to save them. And that is nothing but debt. And all debt is either serviced or defaulted on. It has no promise at all. And so I would say to you, you just keep continue. Don't push them because you're actually develop some real contention between you and them. You just love them. And you love them beyond where they are today. You love them for where they're going tomorrow. And your family members, they have a lot of intrinsical knowledge from just their history. That is going to be re-engaged at the appropriate time. But the only thing is that you now may have to be the gateway to get them there at that appropriate time. So nothing is lost. Everything is still gained. It's how you approach it that really matters now. And I would say just continue to love them because they're worthy of you because they love you too. And you prepare for them. You make sacrifices for them. Even to the point where you show them that, you know what, I'm making this sacrifice. I wanted to do this. But what I did instead was I brought you over this food in preparation. Don't eat this. Have this in case something goes wrong, please. Don't consume this now. And what are they going to see? They're going to see something about you that's totally different. I think that's always the best approach. When you show someone that you love them by what you do for them, it kind of softens that hard heart of and that softens that addiction that they have. I'm gonna tell you, every person that's addicted to something goes through withdrawal. And the only way you really get through a drug addiction is if someone else is there to love you through it. But you still have to. You still have to make the choice that you want to walk away from that. And that's what I would suggest to you, brother.
David.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
So I had another suggestion for him, you know, with his family members, especially if they're close. You know, what he could do is develop a system, like if once a week he's going out to do preparedness shopping, then what he could do is include them and say, you know, would you like to come along with me? Because, like, maybe they were in the military. Maybe they could offer you some suggestions. And, you know, you could say, I know you're not really interested in this, but maybe you could help me with this. And if they are okay with that, if they're okay with coming with him and helping him out, they will start to see what. And then he could also start talking to him about, you know, the news and then, like, the weird little disasters going on, you know, and all this stuff will start to make sense to the person. You know, you don't necessarily have to be the one to make sense for them, but just be the information presenter. And then it'll start to make sense, and they will appreciate you for that. And, you know, as you take them shopping, say, okay, you know, I can get you a few things if you want a couple things, too. We can get this for you. Just, you know, just take them with you. That's what I would say. If they're willing to go with you, just make a weekly trip and take them with you.
Yeah, you know, that's great advice, too, Cece. And just ask them also. Ask them for advice on things. Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes people put more onus and they really put onus on their opinion more than it should be. They're not saying that their opinion won't be great. But see, most of us don't care about learning things. We just want to be right. So ask them for some advice on certain things. And it's a trick to getting them to start to think, what is it that they just said? Because they had to think about the question that you asked them. In point, you know, say, hey, you know, whoever it is, hey, I'm thinking about, let's say in this case, but you can massage it and you can build it based off of that individual personality. Hey, to your brother, hey, bruh, or to your dad, hey, dad, what do you think is a good firearm for me to have? What do you think is a good one? What's your opinion? I'm really thinking about getting a firearm. Which one do you think? And then you can ask another question from there. Well, what kind of ammunition? Because I know you know because you were there. What do you think is the best one? Could you, like CC said, could you help me with this? And that will engage them in something that will cause them to take a look at what they're doing.
Hey, I agree with both of you, and I really appreciate that because, like Sister CC was saying, sometimes you know, you can come off kind of arrogant, thinking, you know, like, man, I'm trying to tell you what it is, and, you know, and it can come off like, well, you don't know what, well, I've been on this earth three times long, you know, so it can come off like, yeah, I understand what both of you are saying. I really appreciate that advice. Thank you very much.
Man, when, I'm going to tell you, that's a great question, and this is why the questions are so, so important, because the question is eternal. Because this question so many people have already had. And they've been battling this, you know, and because what happens is that we fall into what the system likes to make us, you know, to fall into, and that's the, you know, because the system will really ostracize you for being a person that questions everything. They think that all, they come up with different slogans and propaganda phrases, and quotes to actually malign you. They'll say, oh, you're a conspiracy theory, you know. And then they'll come and say, well, Y2K, nothing happened. So, you know, there people go with all of that stuff. Ain't nothing going to happen. Well, every person that has ever been a victim of surprise didn't think it was going to happen. It's more of them than it is of anyone else. So you just stay strong. You continue to love them, Mel, and you continue to provide for them until they see the relative worth of what you have given to them. So much love and much respect. Now, we got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to this one. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name and where you're calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hi, I'm Cypress. I'm from Chicago. How y'all doing?
Hey, sister, how you doing?
How you doing? Hi, sister, how you doing? You know, these Gentiles are they're very crafty in their work and the things that they do. You know, I read the Bible as often as I can, and I get as much understanding from it as I can. And I wasn't quite sure what a Gentile was for a while, and I know that I am not. But there are people that are of African American descendant that claim to be Gentile, and I understand exactly what you're saying when they said Y2K. They said so many things wasn't going to happen, and it didn't. But I see
Hello?
It. Oh, that's my son. I see it in such a way. I see the change that's going on. I see it in a spiritual and physical way. You know, I went to the military. I went for 3 years. I got some great training that I needed to prepare for this day. But that military got me so tied up now, the government. I can't own a weapon legally. And I know exactly what to do with them. I love weapons. I can't even buy one. And, you know, there's some people out here that need that kind of training. One thing that I would suggest is if you have to go, there's some Islamic people that went to the military for 8 years or maybe more just to get the training, just to learn the ways of the government and get out and take that training and use it for survival. And that's one thing that I think that we need. Like we need a place where we can go and train one another on how to survive, how to use these weapons, how to raise our own food. Because I strongly believe that there is coming a time where we're going to need closed camps to survive. Because I see the things that are going on, and they are mind-boggling. I live in a town full of Gentiles. I am very hated here because I worship the Most High. I don't worship things and people and all that other stuff. So it's like, you know, what is one to do? I feel for the brother that just was on the line. I have family that's stolen from me, family that even murdered people, I believe, so strongly for insurance money. And they're so caught up into things. And I'm not with it. I separate myself from that. And they're so crafty in their doings and their sayings. I stay the heck away from them. Because I'm like, I see exactly what's going on. It's like they're trying to eliminate my life in such a way, whether it's spiritual or physical. And it sounds kind of kooky, but I see it. No, I see it and I feel it. You know, I get phone calls. I got a phone call the other day from someone saying, you know, oh, we are blessed to have grandkids, and those who don't, they are not. It was like in such a way she was trying to get me to think and to even agree into existence that I won't have grandkids, in which I will. So I'm like, you know, this is it's it's dangerous. You know, some of our families, even though our family are made to help us identify our adversities in life, but it's like sometimes our family just rather stick to being our adversaries than yet to understand, you know, the adversary that we have against one another and still be able to come together for the sake of love and just for the sake of surviving. So it's like, what is one to do? I'm out here in the town all by myself. I'm outside of Chicago. I'm in Skokie. Even if I was in Chicago, my people are always trying to kill their own people. It's like crabs in a barrel. I know I came up, I had got a job making six figures, and I did for everybody. I didn't try to buy nobody's friendship. I could have bought me a whole different class of friends. But instead, I met everybody at their level and gave them whatever it was they needed to build them up. And I was labeled trying to buy friends. What I need to buy friends for? I met a whole different type of people to be around. I didn't have to do that type of thing. And then I ended up with nothing at the end. But still, I learned so many things in losing every little thing. I learned so much. I have a friend that I still talk with that was in the military. It's like in such a way, I don't see him. He's all the way in Texas. I'm up here in Skokie. But we live in such a way where we can pick up and go. He told me the other day he found himself getting rid of everything and just have enough stuff so he could pack in his car and get up and go, because he feels like he just has to get up and go sometimes. And I see myself living in that same way, and it was so ironic. So the things that you speak of, I know that they are real. It's just like, what is one to do when they're by themselves in the middle of nowhere? I pray a lot. I've come across people, I came across somebody today, that people of Asian descent, and I know they are melanated people as well. I know that they are some of the chosen people, but it was the lady that told me out of a can of paint. I'm sorry. But go ahead, tell me
We're running. I love the call, because there's so much that you said that we need to talk about and expand on. And I would just say this, there's nothing wrong with you. There's everything that's wrong with this world, and you already know that. And let me just say this to you. One of the first things that a princess and a prince must master, and that's the art of being lonely, in order for you to actually be who you need to be. Because within that lonely space, you find something that the great creator and the most high God Almighty has given you, everything that you need to navigate all of the trials, tribulations, obstacles, and adversity that will come to you. But you will only find that when you master the art of being lonely. You already have.
Brother Dave.
You already have. It's self-apparent. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Greetings to you, sis.
Greetings.
We don't have to go in the military to get that training. My daughters wanted to go in the military. I spent 6 years in the military. 6 months in the Gulf War, in the war zone. And reading Malcolm X's biography opened up my eyes to the fact that I was being used by white supremacists, the system of white supremacy, to oppress other non-white people in the world. You just can't go in the military just to get training, unless you're willing to disobey orders, and then you're going to jail or you're going to prison. And whatnot. You can get that training. I on Tando Radio Show, I remember Dave, we was sharing some of those same manuals from the military. They're all posted online. There are enough of us who have that training that we should be training others. We shouldn't have to go in the military to train them. There are men and women are being raped in prison. I would point people to the story of Lavina Johnson and whatnot. And I mean, it's rampant. It's rape is rampant in the military. I was just reading another story about this dude, this was like a first sergeant or something. He was pimping out some of the other soldiers under his command, pimping them out to officers, you know, big time officers and whatnot, with certain ranks and whatnot. Military ain't no place for our people. You know, Brother Dave has talked about the reason they about to allow women into the military is so that they can set it up if they reinstitute the draft. And, you know, if you murder the women, who's going to produce the children? Because two men can't produce children. So we don't have to go in the military to do this training. We just need to organize among ourselves. And I see people all the time that's training other people in the handling of weapons and whatnot, but I just wanted to offer you my opinion on that, because we're being used as a tool of oppression all over this planet when we join their military. And it took me a while to see that. But thank you for allowing me to share my opinion.
Hey sister, I'm so glad, Scotty. That is not an opinion. That's a fact. There's a difference between an opinion and a fact. And I know, Scotty, you know that. You know that, mm-hmm. Sister, and Cece knows that. Now, one of the things that we do, Sister, because you said it yourself, we need to be trained, just like Scotty said it, we need to be training each other. We need to be coming together. Well, we have a group where we're going to be doing just that. I know I haven't told Cece, but I'm going to tell Cece. We are actually some of the people that started RDP with what we're going to do this summer or so on. Just kind of started it because of what's going on this week and last week. They're going to be coming here, and then we're going to actually be training here, and then we're going to go out and try to train as many people as we possibly can within our community. And we need the people of Pando Radio Show, we need Black Talk Radio Network people to engage in this type of training, because it's not just going to be tactical training. It's going to be training of how to grow food, like you said, sister, how to look at food and shelter, and how to look at clothing, and how to look at businesses, and how to do things. What it is that we're going to do is we're going to establish a community that has collective prudence within each other, to where we are working together because we have to. We have to do this. And because if we don't do it, it's no one else's fault but ours, because a lot of times what happens within our community is that we become hamstrung to this. We're waiting for someone else to present the freedom to us, and we just walk and lay down on the couch and enjoy the ambience of it all. But we have to create that environment of freedom among ourselves. And this is where we can do more good for ourselves, our community, our family, our culture, and our legacy if we do that. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to need your help and your participation, sister. And we're going to need every person that's listening, your help and participation. When we do these things, engage in it. Give what you can give, as far as say, hey, I can get 10 people together. If you can come here and we can work things out and establish that. We're going to do it through different videos. We're going to do it in all forms of ways that, you know, different things, but we're going to be discreet in how we do it, because we have to establish ourselves. There is no nation that can be built without the hands of the people that will protect it. It has to be done by us, and exclusively by us. So, sister, I just want to say that the show is getting ready to end, but before we go, I just want to, CT, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk to, was the name Cypress?
Yes.
Okay, Cypress. So I understand what you're saying about being kind of alone, but you're not alone, because you are presented with the information that you need to sustain you and your family or whoever you have around you. You're not alone, because I used to feel the same way. Because sometimes you come in contact with people and you think they're going to be with you, but you are all you got, you know, until somebody else shows you something else. So don't be afraid. Fear not. You have the word with you, and that's the most important thing right there. So you can contact us anytime, listen to the show anytime, reach out to us, come on Facebook, whatever you need to do, we'll be there for you.
RDP. You can friend me, or friend CC, and you can friend David Wren, and then say, hey, send me a message. Hey, Dave, I would like to be in the preparedness group, and I'll put you in. But everyone within Candle Radio Show, we're getting ready to end the show. I didn't get to the other thing, but you are more important than anything else. We are going to have to come together, and we're going to have to come together for the betterment of individually, our family-wise, and culturally, in our community. We are the guardians of the community. There will be history that is talked about us. But see, if we win this, we will write the history. And that is what's so, so important. So I just want to thank you all for listening to Cando Radio Show. And that is the end of the show. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. And it's never goodbye. It's always, I'll see you later. God willing, we will be back tomorrow. Brother Bragg will be on tomorrow. It's going to be a great, great show. But let's look forward to actually coming together very soon. And don't wait for us. Start your own group. We will talk about this on Monday exclusively. We will just talk about preparedness. I would love to hear from you. But everything, we're just going to bring you preparedness, preparedness, preparedness. I'm even going to stop bringing the information about some things that are happening, because we need to focus on more on getting prepared. This is not entertainment. This is a real cry and a real stake that we are training our lives. And we have to look at it that way. So until then, we'll talk to you, God willing, soon. And remember, like we said earlier, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. Much love and much respect. Talk to you soon. Peace.
God bless.
It's down rugged road you've gone. Though you had every reason, you didn't come undone. Somehow you made it to the other side. You didn't suffer.